It's 8:56 and 83 degrees. Time to take a look at commodity markets on this Tuesday morning. And we bring in Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities over in Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, and we have much lower prices again today on more threats of more trade war issues, another bunch of supposedly tariffs being looked into for the U.S. to put on to China. At the moment, we have corn for July. We have July corn, 345 and three quarters, down 10 and a quarter. December down 10 and three quarters at 366 and a half. We've been a penny lower. Beaners for July down 31 and three quarters, 874 and three quarters. Novembers are down 32 at 899 and a quarter. And July wheat down 20 at 470, been to 69 and a quarter there. Hogs for July down $1.90, 81.82. We have the cattle for August at 103.80, down 137. Bonds at 144.07, up 21. The crude oil for July down 54 at 65.31 a barrel. The mini Dow index at 24.655, down 360. Mini S&P 27.53, down 26. The U.S. dollar up 33 cents at 94.78. Gasoline down 86 at 204.60, with the crude oil down at 50. We have gold down $1.30 at 12.78. We have the silver at 16.35, down 9 cents. Grains much lower across the board, making new lows of the last year or two on more threats of more trade war. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal. You can reach us at 800-779-1515.
Thank you very much, Pete. We appreciate that update. A little bit more for you here this morning as well. Let's take a look at yesterday afternoon's crop progress report. Corn emergence at 98%. That's just ahead of the average of 97%. Also, conditions were 1% higher on the good to excellent ratings at 78%. That was a little better than most expectations. And this morning's export inspections report indicated that 1.669 million metric tons of corn was shipped in the week that ended on June 14th. That's 18% larger than the week prior and 37% more than the same week in 2017. Inspections year-to-date are now within about 8.5% of a year ago. They're slowly gaining here over the last few weeks. Meanwhile, on the soybean side of things this morning, export inspections that of the week that ended June 14th were reported at just over 818,000 metric tons by the USDA, 21% larger than the previous week and about 180% above the same time last year. Total shipments year-to-date are 7% behind this time a year ago at 48.307 million metric tons. Meanwhile, on the progress report there, soybean planting progress at 97% with emergence at 90%. That's well ahead of normal pace on both sides there. Condition ratings were down 1% to 73% good or excellent. Let's take a quick look at current conditions across our listening area here this morning. In Urbana, we're up to 83 degrees, relative humidity at 72%, and a wind out of the west around 5 miles per hour. In Bloomington, Normal, just a few clouds right now, 79 degrees, a southwest wind at 9 miles per hour. Fair skies in Decatur, 80 degrees, a west wind at 8 miles per hour. 81 in Danville, 82 in Charleston, Mattoon, and 82 in Rantoul. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says partly cloudy skies today, a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 89 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of thunderstorms again tonight with a low of 72. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.